When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's talk about a new song that is being released. So I had the pleasure of getting a pre-listen. I don't know if it has been released yet, but Breaking My Heart.
Yeah, it comes out on the 19th.
Oh, I'm so excited for this one. Another love song.
Yes, another dark love song. I'm just so fascinated by toxic love for some reason, or there's something about the darkness that comes with loving something or someone or that's bad for you that makes you feel more alive because probably the feeling is so fleeting. So it's just easier to write something when you're feeling that type of manic energy than it is when I'm just like happy and watching Netflix with my husband, you know?
So you repeat phrases a lot in this song. I do it, I do it, I blew it, I blew it, which I like. You know, and it seems organic the way you do it. It seems kind of percussive and almost like an instrument. I don't think it's traditional songwriting.
Well, maybe, you know what? I hate tradition in general.
That's what we like about you, Jess.
And I've always done things my own way in life, and I guess in songwriting, and I guess in my vocals as well. There's an Avril Lavigne song that's always stuck with me, which was like, I want to be anything but ordinary. Yeah, I think I've definitely sculpted a life that has definitely made me a little left of center. But yeah, I do repeat those lines a lot. But again, going back to the idea that that's how my brain works, that pre-chorus, I do it, I do it. I burn that shit down. I blew it, you know, a wave crashes down, I do it, it's all coming down. Isn't that kind of how you feel when the anxiety comes in or you're thinking about a past mistake? And it is just, at least for me, it's just so overwhelming and overbearing and it's all I can think about.
You definitely can't get your mind on anything else, right?
Yes.
And that's why repeating the lyric reinforces that. You're like, I just can't stop thinking about this. I can't stop thinking about it.
Exactly. It's kind of like you're yelling at yourself. You're like, not again.
I love the vocal lease. I'm going to use that now on my show. It's na 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 na.
It's like na 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 na. Yeah.
So what are you saying there?
To me, like I was listening and you can't tell really when you listen to the song because when I am about to write a song or not always, but if I'm like getting ready for a session and I know I'm writing with someone, I kind of have an idea of what I want to create. And so I was listening to a lot of Kate Bush and Ellie Goulding and I was listening to, funny enough, I Don't Wanna Wait, that song. And she sings a lot of na-na-nas. And so Na Na Na's were just on my mind. And I was thinking about this song and it's about like a love triangle. And, you know, we all hope to avoid those in life, but and like that push and pull of wanting more. And I just felt like it was kind of mocking. Na 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 kind of is a mocking feeling, right? Like it's, you only hear na 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 when someone's like na 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 na.
Right. Like on a kid's playground, right?
Yeah. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to combine them in a way where you're almost kind of patronizing yourself and then also kind of coming down on somebody else, like wagging your finger? Like in the song, there's three characters. There's me and there's the person that's breaking my heart. And then there's the person that I'm breaking theirs. And so in the beginning, it's like, na, 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 like, how could you do that to me? And then it's like, nah, 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 what's wrong with me? So it's just, it's kind of goes that back and forth. And it also just feels good. And it's always important in a song to, at least for me, I love pop music and I love creating some sort of like ear candy that like won't get out of your head. And it's definitely a part that follows you around where you're like, stop it. I don't want to sing na 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 anymore. And so I definitely created it in a way that anyone could sing it.
Okay. I need to talk about the sound on here, on this song. The layers of sound, the layers of synthesizers and computer drums and piano riffs that you like put out and peel back and the percussion, like tell me about how this came together because it's amazing.
Thank you so much. Again, I was listening to a lot of Kate Bush. I was like, how does like Kate Bush do pop? Or like, how do we make a cinematic song a pop song? And that really comes from my experience in film and TV where I do a lot of licensing for television. And I also write custom songs for television and film. But I was like, I want Laces to have a cinematic song. I was like, I want a cinematic song. I'm dramatic. I can do this. And I was going through a lot personally. I don't know if you can tell from the song.
Seems like a lot of your songs have that element too.
A lot of things going on. I thought that the music should reflect that. So my producer and I, we really sat down and really mapped out the different parts of the song while we wrote the song. So we knew where things were going to get bigger and where there was going to be a vocalese and where we wanted the song to go. And that we didn't want it to be a traditional cinematic where, you know, you have those like taiko drums and you have strings and things like that. We wanted it to feel more contemporary and synthy and kind of just go with all of the older Laces songs and the newer Laces songs. So it was really important that we kind of pulled some of those elements. We were listening to Ellie Goulding's In My, I think it's My Blood is the song, or Blood, it's In My Blood, Blood, something like that. She really killed the game in that song. And so we tried to emulate that in certain ways in our song. We shot a music video for it last week. I just got the...
Oh, I can't wait to see that. And I'm going to break the news on this episode that we are launching an over-the-top television TV show. And Jessica, I want this video on our show.
Yes, of course, of course.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic news.
It was super fun to make a music video for. It was, you know, I don't normally make music videos because, you know, they cost money and you don't always see a lot of return on your investment. But when I wrote this song and we finished it, I could see a whole video in my head. It made me want to move my body. Like I wanted to dance and I danced for 16 years and I've pretty much not danced for the same amount of time.
Like ballet or like interpretive dance?
Ballet, jazz, tap, modern. Yeah, I was a competitive dancer. I took like 13 dance classes a week, had dance scholarships.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. And so I was just really inspired by this song to dance again. So I called up a choreographer and we made up an entire routine and I put together this video and we just got the rough cut back yesterday. And you're definitely going to see those cinematic moments, those moments that you were talking about within the song. It was really fun.
Yeah, because like that break in this song where the piano riff is repeating and then the synthesizer takes over and then the sort of computerized percussion comes in and then the guitar, fuzzy guitar.
Yeah.
Voice layers. It's like sort of like element after element of sonic layering, almost like a Phil Spector thing, like in a different modernized take on it. It's just cool. It's all Get Out. People are going to love this song. I hope it blows up and has a Euro feel to it. I bet it goes crazy. I bet the Europeans will love this.
I hope so. They've always liked me better than Americans.
Oh, really? Why do you think that is?
Because I'm weird. I'm like the Meathead's artsy chick. You know what I mean? I'm not artsy enough for America. And I'm not pop enough for America. I'm just weird enough to be pop in Europe.
In like Germany, right?
Yeah. Is it
that German sense of humor or something?
Yes, exactly. So
I hope it goes international for you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.